Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, now that Brie has joined us, is Q and Gay, part 13.
There's been a lot.
I think it's 13, 130.
Oh, that would make sense because it was unlucky, and I'm going to blame it on that.
Every day trying to organize something with you is unlucky.
Okay, so I have to take full blame for this. I promised Sean I would.
The thing is, even if you didn't promise,
yeah.
I was going to force it upon
you. Yeah, you were going to. Yeah, I'm holding myself accountable because I know regardless you're going to throw me under the bus.
Absolutely.
So I just need to do it. So basically, Sean and I were supposed to record, and then we did like a little socially distanced park hang. You might have seen it on my Instagram at Brian Williamson plug stories. And we had a lot of fun. I brought rosé, and did I ever rosé all day? I roséed into the evening and the night.
And the next day.
The next day. I woke up the next day, and it was a rough one, folks. I don't bounce back the same way I used to from the social hangs. So I had to do the text to Sean, I don't think I can make it because I will literally barf on you.
Yeah.
And Sean was like, I fucking hate you. And I was like, I know, goodbye, never talk to me again. And
I think I sent the I fucking hate you one unrelated. I think they just
came in at the same time. Yeah. That makes sense. So basically, we then pushed it to the next day, and then Sean was busy with work at a different time that I was busy with work, and then we were like, fuck it, fresh start next week. So here we are. That's why we didn't have an episode last week. Apologies for that. I did have a good time, though. And I'm not going to apologize for the good time. I'm not going to apologize for the good time. I needed that. I needed that, like, out of my system.
Yeah,
you know?
It was fun, yeah.
It was a good time. So we're back with a Q and Gay. And for those of you who are new here, we do that every 10th episode, where we answer your questions that you ask over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And I also want to give a special shout-out to all of our patrons, and a big shout-out to Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Kate. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. If you are interested in becoming a patron, we talked about it last week. We're doing, like, you know, some Zoom events. We just did our first one, a trivia one. There's bonus episodes, a lot of fun stuff going on over there. You can click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast. And I know the plugs get exhausting, but I said to Sean, I really want to bring this up because I was thinking about it personally, and I just want to say, like, a huge thank you to those of you that take the time to screenshot when you're listening and put it on your Instagram, or, you know, we've been included in some, like, TikToks where people talk about their favorite queer podcasts. That means so much to us because the nature of this podcast is such that we don't have guests. I mean, we had a few when we were first starting, but we're sucking enough air out of the room, the two of us, so it's really just...
As soon as we transition to the closet as well...
We can't invite guests can't, into this closet.
No, it's our safe space.
Yeah, it is. Come sit on the floor with us in a closet.
The audio's good, but it's weird. Yeah,
absolutely. So, because it's just the two of us, most podcasts grow because guests are on,
yeah.
Right? So you have a guest and they have a certain following, maybe themselves, and then they promote that they're on it. And naturally, every week when you have a different guest, it grows to different audiences and more people hear about it. So because it's just the two of us idiots just constantly telling the same people to please listen, it really, really helps when all of our listeners use their networks to pass us on, whether it's word of mouth or social media. And another big way that you can help us out is rating us. We're like a couple hundred ratings away from 1,000 ratings, which would be amazing.
Sorry.
You
just
thought
listen
it was
gonna
be
to
like
that.
A couple.
We're like about 900 reviews away from 1,000. So if we could get there, that would be stunning.
Okay, I've got big goals here for the gayborhood. If you could, wherever you're listening, rate us 5 stars only, leave us a review. It means the world to us and it really does help us out. So yeah. Thank you. And let's answer some of your questions.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck into
but
it.
But first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
can you
imagine?
Believe?
Can you believe?
I just can't believe.
Can you believe that we
can you
have
believe
done
130 episodes of nonsense garbage?
I can hardly believe it.
I simply can't.
It's like, I've been trying to get my brain around it all day, and I just can't.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Well, now that that's out of the
way. Yeah, let's roll right into this because I actually like this question. I think it's a unique one. How can lesbians have safe sex?
Don't.
They don't. I mean, that's the honest answer. They should, but they don't.
Yeah. How can they? A dental dam?
A dental dam.
Is somebody going to
use a dental dam? A dental dam.
Yeah. Will somebody be doing that? Probably not.
Probably not. And I honestly, I've heard this type of question answered on YouTube and stuff before by some people that I really respect that are like, basically queer sex ed creators. And I really respect that obviously they're going to answer in the way the methods that you can have safe sex.
Yeah.
And here now we should absolutely say that, yes, you should do that.
Yeah.
I have never in my life met a queer woman or a vagina owner who has gone out and purchased a dental dam.
Yeah.
Who's buying them?
I don't even know where you buy them. Yeah.
But the intention is for lesbians to have safe sex. Based on your question, would be that you, during oral, put a dental dam, which is literally just like a flat piece of condom. Like, it's like literally like
a condom cube.
Condom square. Cube, yeah. Just over your badge, and then you just like lick on top of the condom square.
Yeah.
Which to me is not ideal, but safe.
Yes.
So the recommendation is dental dams and gloves, and you do with that. As you please.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before in my life. I literally never even seen one in person.
Yeah, but you're nasty anyway. I am. So.
Yeah. Must have had an angel on my shoulder all those.
Yeah.
All those adventures. But yeah, no advice. This is not advice.
Nope.
That is the truth.
That is the truth.
The truth, not advice. Okay. Oh, thoughts on the Australian Bachelorette that's bisexual new season?
Do you have thoughts?
Have you heard about it?
No. I have heard about it, but I haven't, like, read a ton into it.
Well, I haven't really either. They haven't released a lot of information because it hasn't started yet.
I'm just picturing, like, a tequila shot of love thing.
I'm getting that vibe, okay. But I don't think she's going to, like, enter on a stripper pole in the same way, like, Tila did.
Oh, okay.
You know, which is unfortunate, really.
But will she... head to a weird religious conspiracy theory
maybe
kind of vibe like Tila did.
Time will tell.
Yeah,
tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
So basically, she's an Australian lady and she's bisexual. That's how she identifies. And they're going to have half men and half women.
Okay.
And I haven't got to the point of knowing whether these men and women are also potentially
bisexual,
because that's what I want to know next.
Fucking in the house, then.
Because already the women, they have to be bisexual.
Yeah.
Or like they don't have to be bisexual, but they have to be queer in some way because they're there to potentially meet a woman, right? So they're all gonna fuck for sure, right? And then, but I'm curious with the male side, because if the men are not bisexual or queer or pan or any other identity,
right,
then they're all a bunch of straight dudes there to meet a woman like it usually is. So they won't be fucking each
other. The other side of the house is just fucking.
But then I also am like, are you separating the men and the women? Because if the women are bisexual too and they're in a house with the dudes, then are they not going to also just fuck? Because you cannot tell me, everyone knows this, right? If you walk into, this is like the reason the dynamic of the show is so stupid in the first place, even though I fucking love it and I watch it all the time. But if you're thinking about it like reasonably, if I walked into a room of 30 people not on a show, I naturally know who I like right away or who I'm interested in, maybe top two. Oh, that person's cute. They had great conversation with that. The rest you just don't notice. Just doesn't vibe energy-wise, right? So everyone knows from the jump who they're really into. Like, you can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
And sure, certain people can grow on you more. But, because of that, there's going to be people that just naturally click. So you cannot tell me that all 10 guys and all 10 girls just
are putting The Bachelorette as their peak click. Interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So and we've talked about it before on the show, how almost the only way it would work is if there was already some power dynamic.
Yeah.
Or the types. Like all the women were like really butch and then they were only into femmes. Yeah. And then the like Bachelorette was like a hyper femme.
Yeah.
Or if the like Bachelorette was a celebrity, which is a stupid reason to like someone more than other people, but let's be real, human nature. If
everybody's
it was, like,
a slut for money.
If it was like fucking Miley Cyrus, everyone wants to date Miley Cyrus. So that like power dynamic shift.
Yeah.
But because it's just like regular girl from Australia and a bunch of other regular girls from Australia and a bunch of regular dudes from Australia, you're telling me they're not all gonna be like, wait, I actually kinda like you better?
I feel like it will happen.
And then it just becomes like a like they've done Gang Bachelor bang. In Paradise before, yeah, where it's like just actually, like everyone meets up with everybody.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm totally
as long as
that
the cameras
too.
Are rolling.
But yeah, I think it'll be entertaining. But I'm just like gonna be I'm fascinated to see how that's gonna work. Because it's almost like against that Bachelorette's interest to not be able to be in the house all the time with everyone, because they're going to be building connections in the house,
right?
And then she's only going to be able to see like one of them once a week on a fucking date.
Yeah,
like it makes no sense.
It is very interesting. I think it is an interesting dynamic. I am like, I almost, and obviously I'm not bisexual, so I don't have a great opinion on this, mm-hmm. but I do almost feel like it kind of makes like a slight mockery of it.
Yeah, because like it's going to go down like that. And then it's
yeah, like
be.
I feel like the drama and the shocking moments might mm-hmm. overshadow yeah. the actual importance of having a queer person in this, you know? Like right. just the setup makes it seem like they're already making it a kind of shock value thing.
Totally.
Whereas it's more just like somebody of a certain sexuality yeah. on a show.
So true. I'm so interested. Like, I literally, I'm like, as if like us queer people, I'm speaking about myself, are like fucking animals or something, but I thought about it for myself and I'm like, if I was single in that house, okay, and there's a bunch of single bi, lesbian, pan women around me, whatever, and then there's a bachelorette, but I get to hang out with these chicks 24/7 and I get to see her maybe an hour once a week.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting around for that fucking girl.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? I'd be so fucking messy in that house. Like, that's just an honest statement. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, and you're naturally going to connect with people, with someone in the house, probably. You're all single. You're around the same age. You're all good looking. You're
and
all...
it's kind of that thing that, like, even if you are messy, you're going to get screen time, which I'm sure some people are there for love, but a lot of people are there. Like, that's just what The Bachelor and Bachelorette basically is. It's like a launching yeah. platform for a lot of people. So,
100%.
Yeah.
So I love the inclusivity. I'm there for that. I'm there for the
totally
the
yeah.
attempt. But literally, the only way I can think they could do it, besides the like type thing that we talked about, our power dynamic, is also like literally everyone staying isolated in like separate fucking hotels.
Yeah.
Like rooms. Like that they don't get to interact with each other either. And then the Bachelorette,
like they're in little pods,
people.
And then she presses a button. They get like sucked up a tube. They talk, and yeah. then she goes down the tube again.
That's funny. Because that's exactly the way I was seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. Do we have a special guest calling in, though?
We don't.
Australian. You're like, no, just my
mother. No, just my mother.
Our listeners
not bisexual
are like,
or Australian.
We're like, nope.
Nope.
You thought we had a guest? No, we do not. Do you think that's a good question that's not on this list, but I'm just curious
okay.
what your answer is.
Okay, I didn't know it was a breeze Q&A.
It's a breeze Q&A. Do you think you would ever, like, let's just, like, pretend, because you know me, I'm, like, delusional.
Yes.
Let's say that, like, one day we have, like, a full fucking studio, okay? We're,
okay.
like, really cool, like, H3.
Okay, very delusional.
Very H3 yeah. vibes, right? And would you want to have guests then? Like, I can't, in my mind, I'd go back and forth.
I don't know. I just like our vibe so much.
That's
together.
The hard thing.
And like, I think it would obviously be lovely to tell a lot more queer stories.
Yes.
Because first of all, we're exhausting and our mm-hmm. stories aren't that great.
Totally.
But I do like our vibe, and it's mm-hmm. hard to... It's also like, it takes some of the enjoyment out of it. Because you
totally.
Have to think about things more and mm-hmm. plan, and we don't like that.
You have to like plan questions.
You have to be like good and like
have
a good
like
podcast
time.
And like you can't be hungover.
You can't be
and
hungover,
yeah, you can be like, I'm gonna throw up, and I'm like, no, Trisha Paytas is here. You legally have to be here.
Legally.
Also, did you see Trisha Paytas talking about their new Ferrari?
No.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. They did a 6-minute video showing off their new Ferrari.
Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. And
oh
they just
God.
Go, oh, I don't really have a convertible. Actually, that's a lie. I have a Bentley convertible, but it's kind of trash because I crashed into my gate.
Every time we talk about anything, it kills me.
First of all, confusing the fact that you have another convertible that is a Bentley, but you don't care about that one anymore because you crashed it into your gate.
So that's just, like, gone from your mind.
There are, like, so many iconic lines in a six-minute video about a Ferrari.
It's unbelievable. Their content in general, like, I could watch them do or talk about anything. Yeah. I just think it's so funny.
It's so funny. Anyways, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm in agreement. Like, I think it would be fun, like, kind of like an H3 to, like, have people, like, call in for certain things sometimes. Like, if, once again, if we were not in the closet and we actually had, like, a sound technician and we actually have... That's another thing I think a lot of people don't realize is, like...
Oh, no, I think people realize we have a sound technician.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
I was like, yeah, I think that's loud and clear. Yeah.
No, what people don't realize is most...
Somebody just took their... What the fuck? They took their headphones out. They had to take a pause. There's no sound technician here.
Oh, my God. It's taking, yeah. taking it back.
I've been lied to.
No, I'm saying that a lot of these people that do podcasts have, like, editors, have, like, sound people, have... Etc.
Yeah.
And we don't. No. So it's a lot of work on our own, and you edit it all. It's like a lot. And just adding that extra dynamic, like me with doing the YouTube series out online that I had recently had going on. It was like a fun little reality dating series on my YouTube channel. I was like, people underestimate the scheduling aspect to get different people with different schedules available. And then you have to, like you said, be like right on time and not hungover. Like, you have to have like questions prepared
and not be hungover
when I'm like just trying to drink rosé, so I'm like freaking exhausted just thinking about it.
It's also that hard thing that unless you are like Trisha Paytas, people don't put you as a priority. Not saying that they should, obviously, like everybody's lives are equally as important, but it's hard to schedule with people unless you're like super famous.
100%.
Which we never will be.
Yeah, so just our two sad selves sitting in the closet.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if we just got a studio, but we just made like a bigger closet?
Oh, I would. Yeah. No, if we got a studio, we would 100% the backdrop would have to look like we're still in a closet.
Yeah, I love that.
We would have to.
I love that.
Oh my God, we're going to be so cool when we do that. We have to start manifesting it.
Okay.
But that's going to be annoying for you because then you have to actually leave your house.
Okay, so talking about manifestation.
Okay.
My boyfriend really, really needs to stop downplaying my powers of manifestation.
Oh, that's and so weird. I hate when people
I know. And I have been all about the manifestation recently. Mm-hmm. And I think the most obvious visualization of this was Whole Foods.
Okay.
They make their own tortilla chips.
Yes.
And they're
so good. They're the best tortilla chips ever.
They're better than Chipotle.
Yes.
Tortilla chips, and they come in big bags, and we always get that and this one specific salsa, and it's like the best snack ever.
Okay.
They haven't had these fucking tortilla chips in like
ages, I was gonna
2 months.
Yeah.
Literally 2 months. And my boyfriend always tries to find them and is like, "Oh, they don't have them." But I'm never there looking for them.
So your manifestation powers aren't there.
So we're sitting on the fucking sofa the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, "Oh, do you have anything to snack on?" And I was like, "Oh no, why don't we just run to Whole Foods? I wonder if they're gonna have the chips." And he goes, "No, they haven't had them in like 2 months. I think they're not making them because of COVID." We walk in, there is one bag.
For you.
One bag.
As manifested by Sean.
I literally was like, "Well, there it is. I placed it there with my brain, so go grab it." And he was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." And I was like, "No, I manifested it." And he gave me a look like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, literally, do not bring this negativity here.
No, absolutely
Do you want
not.
These chips that I just created or not?
That my mind just gifted us.
I was like,
or
these are
not.
Brain chips, so.
No, I'm like nuts like that too. You know me. I'm manifestation next level. I will wake up and I'm like, I'll say to Julia, like, "Oh, this is going to happen this week." And she's like, "You're an actual crazy person." And I'm like, "No, it will happen." And then it happens. And I'm like, "I'm a witch."
No,
and
for
she's
sure.
like, "Bree, that's just called like life. It's coincidences." I'm like, "Stop talking down to my superpowers."
Literally.
So it, like, I believe it. Every time I charge my crystal, she looks at me like she needs to get a new girlfriend.
Well, honestly, some of these people are not going to get tortilla chips, and that's just...
That's the thing.
Exactly. The thing is, like, you can't downplay my manifestation and then still reap the benefits, you know?
Exactly. Don't eat the chips,
No,
then.
Don't eat the chips.
I did this
don't
for
eat
us.
The witch chips.
I'm also getting really into, like, actually, like, vocalizing throughout the day my manifestation, and I always put my hands together because I don't know why.
Okay,
I feel like
so you're praying.
I'm praying. Yeah, I am. But I feel like it really works stronger, and then afterwards I have, like, a... Clearly,
you gotta, like, seal it.
I seal it. So, like, yeah. I afterwards, and then I, like, kiss my thumbs. I go,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, done.
And then it's sent.
So I'll be, like, sitting in the passenger seat of the car, and out of nowhere, I'll just be like,
please don't die.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, and
no
I'll
crash.
Manifest
thank you.
Whatever I want. And then I, like, kiss my fingers. And Julia literally can't stand it. She's like, what are you doing?
I'm praying.
Like, stop. And I'm like, shh. I'm in the middle
of
my
manifestation.
I like that
you're literally basically praying, but Jesse, you're like one step off.
Well, sometimes I pray to my dead cat because I really do think he's my angel. Like, I feel him. I'm not joking, you.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I think there's a lot to unpack there, but that's for a different time.
Like, sometimes, okay, this is funny. I think about him. I haven't done that in a while. I think about him, like, looking over me a lot. And then one day, Julia put the laundry away on the, like, upper shelf of our closet. That when the sliding doors are open in our bedroom, you can see the upper shelf of our closet.
Okay.
And it was kind of like evening time. And we were going to lay in bed and watch a show in bed for a treat.
Yeah.
And for a treat.
Yeah.
And we're laying there and it's kind of dim. And the way she put the laundry away, like, she had a black and a white t-shirt and they were kind of folded together, it looks like Oreo. And so I've told her she's never allowed to move it because it looks like Oreo. So, like, I can see him. So, I, like, when I manifest, I look and I can see that that's him.
There's so much haunting about this story.
I know, but I'm so invested in it. Like, if she moved those shirts, I would actually bawl my eyes out. Like, that is him to me.
Okay, well,
But I'm so happy for your chips.
Mental health crisis incoming.
So mental health is going well every year. Yeah, we're hanging in. We're
I've
doing
been
really
manifesting
well.
To my dead cat, who is living
shirt.
In my closet made of shirts.
So things are perfectly normal and fine over here, folks. Nothing to look into.
Good to go.
Oh my god. Well, none of those were questions.
None of those were questions. Nope.
But we did give answers.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay. Well,
how did we go from the bi bachelorette to dead cat in closet? That was a new low.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Oh, this is like the Australia episode. Thoughts on Drag Race Down Under.
Queens Down Under. Our dog is tight.
Pretty good, that song.
Yeah, banger.
But nothing like
UK Hun.
UK Hun.
No. Bing Bang Bong sings that song. Ding Ding Dong.
That's hard
still
to touch.
Yeah. Queens Down Under, the song is great.
Yeah.
The season is... Did you watch this last episode?
Yes.
I really actually liked this last episode.
No, I didn't. Because
okay.
That would have happened like a day or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I actually really liked this last episode. This is the first episode that I was like, oh, this is like thoroughly entertaining.
Oh,
besides that,
I'm excited.
I haven't really cared about any of the other queens.
Right. Is it a smaller cast?
Yeah, I think there was only like 9 or 10 of them. Right. Usually there's like 12 or 13.
Okay, that makes sense then. Because it weirded me out because I was like, why does this feel so like small? Like I already know who everyone is in a sense. Like whereas at the beginning, usually it's like, oh, right, that person, that person.
I was also reading this thing about how they're... Somebody was like, the show feels claustrophobic, and I thought it was because there was so few contestants, but it's also because apparently their workroom is like half the size.
Oh.
So it like literally feels claustrophobic because all the cameras and people are way closer as well.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense to me too, because it does feel like a little like crowded. I can't explain what is off about it.
But when you hear that, you're
but
like,
when
oh,
I hear that, it makes a little bit of sense. Because to me, Canada, UK, and States were all pretty consistent filming-wise, right? And this just feels different, so I couldn't, like, pinpoint if it was, like, less people, but maybe that's it. I'll look up for
it. I think it is getting better. I am... The thing is, like, I'm not super invested in any of the queens, but it is something to watch.
Yes.
And I also love Australian accents, just because they're constantly like, Arnari! You know?
Okay. I'm going to take that up with Oreo later.
Ari.
Have you ever talked to someone from New Zealand? I can hardly understand what they're saying.
Okay.
Like, it's hard. I love their accents, but I literally am like, the fact that we're speaking the same language and our accents are so polar opposite is wild to me.
I need to tell you something.
Okay, what?
I told my boyfriend this the other day.
Okay.
And it's something very embarrassing.
Okay.
I had no idea where New Zealand was.
No. you just didn't know what it was?
Okay,
like...
so I literally...
Oh my God.
The thing is, I feel like I say that I'm stupid on this podcast a lot, and people probably are like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But like... And I think I am quite smart in specific things, but there are things like this that I'm like, I'm very dumb. Literally thought New Zealand was like somewhere by like Greenland. Like I had literally no idea where it was.
So you must have been confused when they said down under, and then you're like, well, it's up. So yeah. I'm a little confused.
I was like, I guess it's down under if you're down under. It's like the opposite, you know? So I was always so confused as to why people with Kiwi accents and Australian accents were like, we have different accents. And I'm like, oh, I guess they're annoyed because like they live so far away that they have similar voices. Like it would be shocking, you know? Because they're like, we clearly, because in my mind, all I knew about New Zealand is that they filmed Lord of the Rings there.
That's it.
And I was like, okay, so in Lord of the Rings, the weather looks kind of like more like rainforesty. Like it looks more Vancouver-y than it does Australian-y. You know?
So your geography lessons from Lord of the Rings.
I deadass don't think I've ever seen New Zealand on a map. And I saw it on the map the other day.
And it rattled
probably
you.
Like no exaggeration, like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, oh.
Shook you to your core.
I was like, that makes a lot more sense. Because they were getting like the Australia and New Zealand could fly to one another. And I was like, that's a long flight for them to be able to do in COVID.
You're wondering why everyone's connecting flights are like through New Zealand.
Literally,
Australia.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Okay, I guess so.
Oh my God. That's actually amazing.
Is that amazing for you?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, but that's like people saying like when Canadians go to Europe and they get annoyed when people think they're Americans. Like I purposely wore a Canadian badge on my bag because I was like, I need people to know I'm from Canada. No hate to all the Americans out there, but like you have a certain like expectation, like stereotype wise, that it's very different from Canadians.
You know what the most fucked up thing is, though? I always, you know, that video of that girl winning the pageant or doing the pageant that didn't know. She asked the question about maps.
Yeah.
And she's like, they don't have maps there. Like, answer like that. I always thought that it was, like, embarrassing when people didn't know where places were on maps.
Right.
Like, I could even do probably most of the states. Like, I know where most of the states are. I think know where, like, everything else on a map is for the most part. Like, if I had to throw a dart, I could pretty much get it. Mm-hmm. New Zealand, why did I have no idea where it was?
It's an easy piece to take off because it's not, like, interacting with anything.
I feel, and it's, like, you know, down in the corner, and if it doesn't have a label on it, I probably didn't process.
You just thought it was something else.
Yeah,
like
I was
island.
Like, maybe it's like, I don't know, Australia's little cousin. Yeah. Yeah.
A little chunk of Australia.
Yeah, it floated away. Yeah. It's on its way back to Pangaea.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. The middle states of America, they can interchange for me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know the crust, the surrounding areas, you know? I know the bits touch in Canada, and okay. I know, like, the coasts. In the middle, you can mix them around.
Wow, we're really showing our ass this episode.
Okay, but, like, do Americans know the inner provinces of Canada? I probably might not, honestly. Mm. British Columbia, Alberta, Manitoba, right? I'm so afraid right now. Why did I start this for myself? Don't finish it. Saskatchewan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, then it gets a little dicey.
Oh, no.
What comes first? The Ontario or the PEI? No, just
whoa,
joking.
Jesus
just
Christ!
Kidding. I'm kidding. Anyways, Quebec's somewhere in there. Quebec's the big one on the other side.
You're so right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now that we've done a geography lesson, terrible. It's really run ourselves over with our own buses. Do straight women hit on Sean, or when was the last time a woman has flirted with him?
I don't think it's, like, okay, I think that straight women flirt with me.
Yeah.
And I flirt with straight women, but not in a sexual way.
Just, like, if that makes any sense.
Or, like, a complimentary way.
Right.
But I can also still say it, and I've received it in, like, a flirtatious way. But yes. I think there's, like, a safety to it, because obviously nothing's gonna come of it.
Yeah, it's just, like, light. Like, oh, we're just, like, pumping each other's tires.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that I get a lot from straight women is them talking about my tattoos.
Right. Because I feel like that's, like, an easy conversation starter. They're like, anything about him being gay. Yeah. Talk about the tattoos. Talk about the tattoos.
They're like, I like your gay. Shit. Oh, God. It was so close. But, no, I don't think direct flirting, because I am so, like, visibly gay. And then if somebody is, like, flirting with me, I'm like, oh, sweetie, you are so confused.
Like, so lost.
Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing behind those eyes.
Like, literally no vision. No, can't see, can't hear, can't smell your perfectly smelling body in comparison to the straight men around.
I'm like, oh, sweetie, you can't smell my Paris Hilton cologne. Yeah, so not really. But I do think that there is, like, besides the flirtatious aspect of it, I do think there is a nice buffer to be able to compliment people.
Yeah.
That you have when you are gay or queer or like a lesbian. Like, I feel like you can comment on someone's appearance. That sounds bad, but you can, you know, give somebody a compliment, which is, like, something that, you know, you should be able to give anybody a compliment. Mm-hmm. But when there's, like, a possibility of you actually trying to hit on them, things get murky. When I'm like, no, I just literally, I think you have a cute skirt.
See, that doesn't work the other way for lesbians, because every straight man still thinks that I would like to fuck them.
Yes.
If I give them an inch, they're like, oh, she wants to date
me. She wants me to give an inch.
Yeah, absolutely. A few inches, if you will.
No, just one.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, I get that. I find that's an interesting dynamic with gay men and straight women. And honestly, I think that's a lot of the reason that gay men and straight women get along so well.
Absolutely.
Is it's, like, a safe space to, like, have that, like, validation and attention and, like,
hype each other up.
Without there being anything, which is why all straight men think the dynamic is so weird with their, like, girlfriends and their gay friends.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, the bit that, like, Pete Davidson did on that?
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was laughing so hard.
That's so true, though.
But it is, like, there's this weird dynamic. If you're listening, look up the Pete Davidson bit on his girlfriend's gay friend or whatever. I think it was after dating Ariana Grande, so I'm sure it was referring to that.
I was referring to Frankie.
She has a lot of gays around her, so, you know.
She's a nightmare brother, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
He's
something else. What do you do when someone ghosts you? Nothing, delete them, tell them off. Like, what would you do if someone ghosted you?
I've been ghosted before. I feel like usually I would let it go for a little bit. And then sometimes if I felt like there was a connection, I would send, like, a hey, you know, because sometimes I've thought I've been ghosted, but it actually, like, wasn't a ghosting. Like, it's been, like, 2 days and they actually had, like, something going on. Mm-hmm. So usually after, like, 2 days, I'll send a follow-up. And then if that is completely ghosted, I just forget about them because clearly they're, like, actually ghosting me. I feel like there's, like, a buffer of, like, something. Mm-hmm. They could just be having a busy totally. Life. Especially when you're, like, just starting to date somebody or, like, totally. You're just dating around. Mm-hmm. It's like that person doesn't need to invest every second of time into you because yeah. you're not important to them yet.
Totally.
And they probably are also seeing, like, six other people.
Yeah, so they might have just seen your message and forgot to take
it. Yeah, so remember. Like I feel like I used to never take any offense mm-hmm. until we had gone on like a couple of dates. Then I'm right. like, if you're not texting me for 2 days, like you're dead to me.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I would send like a follow-up, and then if they don't respond to that, like yeah, get fucked.
Yeah. I like the follow-up for even just personal closure. Because exactly. then it's not the, like, oh, did I miss out on the opportunity to date that person because there was some weird miscommunication? It's like, no. I followed up. They still didn't respond. Everyone yeah. has their phone.
Yeah. It's I played done. My part.
Yeah. I like that.
And then I can make them an enemy in my head. Instead, yes. if they just ghost me, I'm like, they could have got eaten by a bear. Like, they could be, like, stuck yeah. up a mountain somewhere. You know, like, mm-hmm. you give them too many possibilities.
Too many
but
chances.
If they, yeah.
Yeah.
If they ignore my follow-up, even if they did get eaten by a bear or they're up a mountain, yeah. like, fuck they're you. The enemy already. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unless I get, like, a news alert about them, yes. then I'll forgive them. But until then, they're enemy.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so this question I really like.
Okay.
Because it's unique, and I've thought about it recently. Due to TikTok of all things. Mm. But I actually think I disagree with this person, but let's say the question first. Why do you use lesbian as a noun and gay, bi, trans as adjectives? Can we normalize saying I'm lesbian? Which is so true. Like, they're right in this because I would never say I'm lesbian. I say I'm a lesbian.
Oh.
But you wouldn't say I'm a gay. You'd say I'm gay.
Yeah, so, I would say I'm a fag.
Yeah. There's that, yeah. yes. I would say I'm a dyke,
yeah.
but I would say, oh, and I would say I'm a lesbian.
Oh.
So, like, and it's true because people... Because
then if somebody asks you, you say I'm gay.
Yeah, like, I would never say I'm lesbian. I would never say
You'd
that.
Say
that
I'm,
would never
I'm gay,
it
I'm
feels
queer.
Weird coming out of my mouth. I'd say I'm gay, I'm queer, I'm a lesbian.
Oh. And, see, I haven't thought about that because I don't... First of all, yeah. I have to tell people that I'm gay.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm a gay.
Yeah. And also, it's weird because I don't know how it happened because it's literally the only identity that I can think of off the top of my head that's very common. Like, all my friends would say I'm a lesbian, but, like, no bisexual would say I'm a bisexual. They'd say I'm bisexual. I'm pansexual. I'm gay.
Annoying.
Yeah. Well, all of these.
That's the one I use mostly.
Yeah, exactly. So it is interesting. So I get this person saying, like, can we normalize saying I'm lesbian? And I totally get that. And, like, honestly, nothing needs to be normalized. Do you say I'm lesbian?
It's also one of those things that if somebody said I'm lesbian,
it wouldn't notice.
It's not a, like, contradiction or, like, a confusing mm-hmm. language piece enough
yeah.
that anybody would think differently of it. It's just that a lot of people don't say that.
100%.
Yeah.
But, like, and I get their, like, argument, like, of making it, like, an adjective, not a noun. But, like, for me, I'm a lesbian. Like,
yes.
In my mind, like, to me, it is a noun. Like, I am a lesbian.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I wouldn't want to say it the other way because I'm like, no, it's not like a describer of something like I do. It is like, it is who I am a lesbian.
Yes.
Like, I guess I think of it the same way as you might say, I'm a gay man.
I would never say that.
No, but like, okay. if you were to say that, you know what I mean? If you were to describe
yeah.
yourself, like,
yeah.
I'm a lesbian woman. I'm a, you know, whatever. Like, it wouldn't come out of my mouth naturally to be like, I'm lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it feels weird.
Interesting.
But I want to look more into that because I'm interested why it's the only identity that I can think of. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
That is very common. Opposed to all others, you'd never put the in there.
Yeah.
The A, not the
Interesting.
Yeah. Grammar.
I also don't know enough about English or language to have an actual opinion on this, but...
I know.
Or I don't know enough about being a lesbian. So.
Yeah. Like, I just would never say I'm lesbian.
No. I'm a bitch.
I'm
say
a
that.
Bitch, yeah.
I'm not, I'm bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. I get what this person's saying, and they are correct in the way that it should be properly used in comparison to all the other identities. Like, it is they are in the English language used as adjectives, with the exception of lesbian.
Yeah.
So I get what they're saying, and I'm curious to look more into what that is. A little queer grammar.
It's like, I'm a baby, and then now it's just, I'm baby.
I'm baby. Exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
Normalize saying I'm baby.
Exactly. Okay. This person asked, advice for bi folks who are content and happy in a straight relationship, but struggle to feel queer enough to fit into the LGBTQIA plus community sometimes. So I guess by straight relationship, like, they're not straight, but they mean they're in, like, a relationship, I'm assuming, with a opposite sex partner.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard. I mean, I think just, like, empowering yourself to know that, like, you are part of the community and you can go and enjoy those spaces.
Yeah.
I know for, like, some friends in the past, like, for them that means, which might not work for you or your dynamic, and I hope I'm not coming off, like, wrong by saying this, but for them that means, like, having their own independent time to go to those spaces without their partner who might not be part of the LGBTQ plus space. Because the difference with bisexuality, right, is you could be dating someone who identifies as straight.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, me, I'm never going to have that problem being a lesbian, right? No. So, like, my
and
relationship...
if you did, that would be quite interesting.
Yeah. My relationship within itself is queer, so, like, we're both going to a queer space. So I can understand the dynamic of, say, a woman dating a straight man and feeling weird going to the gay bar with their straight male boyfriend.
Totally.
Because it's just a weird crossover that doesn't happen in a lot of other identities. So I think, like, a lot of friends that I've had that are bi or pan, just, you know, have their friends that they go out with and enjoy those queer spaces with, and then they feel like they're part of the community without feeling like they have to, like, explain their relationship or bring their relationship into the space and feel, and I mean, that might not, other people might disagree with me and that might not work for everyone, or fuck, obviously you can bring your partner. I'm just saying that, like, I've, for friends in the past, that seems to have worked for them in feeling empowered to, like, be able to experience, like, being in a LGBTQ plus space and being valid in that space without, because your daily life could end up feeling like you're not included in the community because you're dating a straight man, potentially.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, I also think that, like, this might sound harsh, but I think that, like, our biggest enemy is ourselves. And true. I feel like people are battling with the validity of their sexuality in their own head, and they almost think that everybody else is doing that.
Totally.
Whereas, I'm not saying, like, your problems are small. That's not, I'm not trying to diminish them, but I'm saying, like, I think you're probably thinking about it more than other people 100%. In the community are thinking about it. I think you're your own biggest enemy in your validity, 100%. If that makes sense. I hope that's not harsh. But.
No, I get what you're saying. And I mean, those feelings come from feeling, like, excluded or feeling, obviously there's, biphobia and all this stuff. But I will say, there's, like, I've had the experience of two friends off the top of my head, good friends that I can think of, that while dating men do not want people to know that they're dating those men because they think that it's going to make their identity less valid or them less part of the LGBTQ plus community. So, like, I guess, like, me saying that friends do that is also them kind of, like, because they don't want their, like, boyfriend to be seen at the club. So I guess it's coming from that. So I don't know if that's good advice. Because obviously, ideally, I would say, like, you should not care what other people think. But I also understand, because of the stigma and biphobia, that why so they want to do it. That.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you know, they know that if they say, oh, yeah, I have a long-term boyfriend that I'm happy with, then some people are going to, like, roll their eyes at them saying that they are bisexual or their validity, which is shitty.
Yeah.
But, like you said, I will back that up in saying, in both of those cases with those people that were dating men, they were the only ones that thought it was a big deal.
Right.
They were the only ones that didn't want other people to know and everything else. And 8,000 times over, I told them literally no one else will give a fuck at all.
Yeah.
And in fact, everyone else knew, but just didn't say it because they were trying to cover it up.
Right.
So it was like they were making it a big deal. Like, no one else actually thought anything less of them for dating men, being bisexual, being queer, pan, whatever they want to identify as. It was definitely something that they were like, an inner fear that that was going on in their own heads.
Yeah.
Not to say that there aren't people that are shitty and biphobic.
And also not to say that that inner fear is not valid in itself.
100%.
Yeah. Like,
but
the community kind of, like, gives off the vibe of having that fear, so.
I think just celebrating your identity in the ways that you can, like, going to Pride.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that you are valid and welcome there. Going to a queer space, whether it's with your partner or without, with other friends. You know, feeling okay to let other people know your identity and knowing that that's still a valid thing, even if you're dating someone that is straight or a man or outside of the community or whatever it may be for in that particular case. Because I do think, like, a lot of people feel like if they're in this person's words, a straight relationship while bisexual, they feel like a lot of people almost just expect them to stop talking about that bisexual component.
Yeah, because, like, stuff it down.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, well, it's not relevant to your relationship, so just don't talk about it because it makes it weird. And it's like, no, that's your identity.
Yeah.
Like, it's not being acted out, it's the wrong word, but you know what I mean, in your current relationship, but it doesn't take away that from your identity.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a bisexual person, that when you start dating someone of the same sex, it doesn't make you less bisexual. Like, if I was dating someone who was a female that was bisexual, when they start dating me, they're not a lesbian.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways, right? So I think just, like, celebrating yourself in the way you can and feeling empowered to tell the people around you that you're going to continue to celebrate yourself and not stuff it down.
Totally. And if people in your life are, you know, making you feel like your sexuality is not valid, then cut those fuckers out.
Cut them right the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have, as usual, about 500 extra questions.
Oh my God, that was stunning.
I know.
Recording artist. You should manifest, get Oreo in on this, manifest being a pop star.
Oreo about it. Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know if I'll be a pop star, but an album is coming.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Who's to say how well it'll do, but I mean, the album will be released.
It'll be called Oreo in Memoriam.
Oh my God. So, speaking of extra questions, we are going to next week be putting up a bonus episode on Patreon. There's already 4 bonus episodes, I think.
Patreon. Yeah. Me correcting you saying the same thing.
Okay, there's 4 up there already. Wait, bonus ones?
Yeah, I think.
There's 4 bonus episodes up there. So this will be the 5th. So you can go listen to those other 4. And then next week, there's going to be another one coming your way where we answer more of these questions that we didn't get to today. And then also, all that's in the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. And you can follow Sean and I at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williams. And I forgot if there's anything else I'm supposed to say. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
this is one of those ones that I'm going to listen back and be like, what the fuck were we talking about?
That's like, I know you don't edit them, but that is quite literally how I feel every episode.
Every episode, okay. Yeah, well, so. You know, we're consistent.
This seemed right on track for me.
I love to hear it. Okay. Yeah. Well, until next time, we'll see you around the gayborhood.
Yeah, we're always a mess.